Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 28th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Ithaca, New York. A lot of web applications try to secure users better by asking additional questions or the like after a user hasn't been logged in for a while or is logging in from a new system. So did Instagram, but Instagram actually made users' accounts less secure with that feature. It could happen if you log into Instagram account that it asks you to verify your login via SMS and email, and that at first is actually not a problem. They will send you an email and then you just enter the code that you received in your email. The problem is, what if the email address no longer works? Apparently, one failure mode here was that instead of telling you it will send the code to an address on file, it will also ask you to update your email address at the same time. Same for SMS phone numbers. So due to this vulnerability, it was then possible to actually bypass authentication for selected account. Selected accounts meaning accounts with a bad email address or a bad phone number, so Instagram wasn't able to send the reset code. These are difficult challenges in web application security. How are you dealing with these accounts where someone either forgot their recovery password, no longer has access to the email that they used to set up the account? Usually that requires manual interaction and some kind of customer support or so. But of course, for a site like Instagram, in order for the site to scale, offer a free service, it's cost prohibitive to involve human interactions in password reset. At this point, I haven't really found a great solution for that. It's really sort of one of those security versus convenience trade-offs. The best thing I usually can come up with is to introduce what I call password buddies, where you have friends or the like that can unlock the account for you in case you lose access. That can work in an enterprise environment, for example, where a supervisor has to approve a password reset. But then again, on a large social media site like Instagram or such, that's of course difficult to scale securely. And Netgraph did a survey on how many websites are taking advantage of HTTP public key pinning. And well, the unsurprising result is pretty much nobody. I think they came up with 0.1% of certificates are taking advantage of this. Now, what does HTTP public key pinning mean? Essentially, what you do is you add headers to your site that tell a client for how long your public key, your certificate, is good for. So if an attacker now is able to convince a certificate authority to issue a certificate for your hostname, then your browser will recognize that certificate as bad because its hash does not match the certificate it received from a valid site. Now, the problem with this approach is, first of all, it assumes that the browser first visits the valid site, then the fraudulent site. If they first visit the fraudulent site, that scheme could actually be used as a denial of service attack because now the attacker can do HTTP key pinning. But then again, there's really nothing you can do about this. Secondly, what happens if you have to renew your certificate? Now, ideally, you do have a plan for this. So a month or two ahead of time, you add the new certificate's hash to your headers and then browsers start learning it before you actually use the new certificate, or you start reducing the time for which this particular certificate pin is valid. But then again, we have a lot of problems with people outright forgetting to renew certificates, and this would be exacerbated by certificate pinning, in particular if the pinning time frame is very long. Now, Netgraph here points out a couple of sites that have sort of a little bit extreme timeouts here. GitHub, for example, only 300 seconds. So here, the utility of that feature is actually somewhat limited, but then again, it makes it easy to recover if something goes wrong. More typical is like what Mozilla is doing with 15 days. And the largest one, I think, the Netcraft found with Pixabay, which actually pins for over a year. So in this case, if they do lose their certificate or if they have to replace it, then they will be essentially down for a year for all browsers that bother to actually cache that certificate for that amount of time. Personally, we started using it on the ISC website a while ago, but I think it's not a feature I would strictly recommend at this point because of the limited utility, really, and the problems in keeping it well maintained. If you run a financial website, if you're afraid of nation-state actors doing man-in-the-middle, then maybe you may want to consider this particular technique. And Connecticut indicted 5 individuals who were able to manipulate lottery ticket machines in order to get more winning tickets. These are these instant win tickets that you buy in gas stations and the like. And essentially, the machine itself that prints the ticket decides whether or not the ticket is a winner. Now, typically about a quarter or 24% of the tickets are winners. In this particular game, the manipulated machines spit out as much as 76% of winning tickets. And this is how eventually the entire scheme fell apart, because lottery officials, of course, carefully monitor for anomalies like that and then investigated further and found the manipulated machines. In this case, the people who operated these stores where the machines were located in did actually participate in the scheme and provide access to the machines in order to allow them to be manipulated. And yes, PowerShell is now being used for ransomware as well. Carbon Black is reporting about a case that they worked on. Luckily, in this particular case, the ransomware wasn't written all that well, and the encryption key is transmitted in the clear, which of course makes it impossible to decrypt any encrypted files again if you have full packet captures. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.